Hi, I'm at the CEA CERT booth and I'm talking to
Eva Stöwe.
Hi, can you tell people what CEA CERT is?
It's a free and open certification agency. So we provide certificates like Let's Encrypt, but we are older and a little bit different.
Okay, how are you so different?
Okay, our focus is on the identity part, the signing and everything like this, while Let's Encrypt mostly focus on the encryption. Both provide the encryption, but we provide also certificates that identify who is owning the server or the email or whatever you use.
Can you? So this whole process relies on the agents, yourselves, I guess, verifying the identity of the people who are going to be issuing the certs.
Assurer, we call them. Yeah. We call them assurer, yes.
So if I wanted to become an insurer, what do I need to do?
You have to get assured yourself to the maximum of points, 100 points, and afterwards you have to do a little test. You can do this test as often as you want until you have finished it. The reason is we want just that you know everything. We don't want to test you. We want just ensure that you know the things. And then you can start to assure others.
Okay, so what's the process? Let's pretend I was a newbie coming up to the stand here.
Okay, first you sign up on the website, or you can do it later, but the idea is that you sign up on the website first. Then you can already get certificates, but it's an anonymous certificate and we cannot say, well, it's you. If you want to be you, then you enter your, you ask an assurer if you can be assured. Then you fill up your form with your name, the date of birth, and your email address, and the signature and the date, and you sign that you accept our policies and everything. And then you provide your ID card or passport or driver's license or something like this, so some kind of official document, one or two. And then the assurer checks this documents, and we are told we do more or deeper checks than most police or something like this. And
yes,
we know
the
what
checks are very thorough. I've done this.
yeah, and then we do a little, ask questions or something like this to just ensure that the person is, seems to be honest. And then we sign it and compare the, what we also do is we compare the picture and the signature and everything to the person also, so we really identify the person, like on a PGP key signing, but a little bit deeper process. And then we enter this on the website with some points, and then we're done.
And the whole point system, the more points you have, the more trust you have, because you've been, so I could go with my cert to you, and I could go to somebody else, and I could go to somebody else, and that proves to more people are saying, yes, I am who I say I am, so therefore my trust level in the network goes up.
Exactly, so we start with one assurer who can give you probably up to 35 points. You start as assurer with 10 points maximum, and there's more you assure, the more points you can provide. And you need 50 points as assuree, so the one who gets the assurances, to get certificates with the names. And 100 points to get an assurer yourself, and also for code signing certificates. But you can get as many certificates you want all the time.
Okay, very good. So the more focus is on building the trust model. So have you been able to get any of the master certs into any of the browsers or as yet?
No, not yet. We had one attempt of an audit, which is some years ago, and this was in theory quite positive, but there was one element why it was failed, and we did not manage to start another audit since then. And actually, currently we would be more interested in the audit as such, and not, it would be a nice bonus to get into browsers, but we actually believe that the system with browsers and browsers accepting certificates is broken, because, why are you going to a certificate agency to get, the trust, you trust the certificate agency, and you don't see it in the browsers, so now you trust the browsers about the certificate agency and you don't select them yourself, and that's just broken.
Yeah, so you've gone to all this work to trust everybody, and then you go, now it doesn't matter.
Exactly, so that's, we want to be able to pass an audit eventually, but it would be a nice bonus to get into browsers for us, but for us it's more the idea to get the policies correct, the processes correct, the trust level adjusted, and that's more in our interest than, it would be nice to be in the browsers, but...
Well, there's nothing to say that a piece of technology won't come around when everybody has got a level of trust to go, okay, well, this is how we're going to implement it, and now we put the root certs, and if the trust level of the root certs is over 14 million, then we can say more or less, and of those people, you can build a technology for trusting this, the root cert.
Yeah, exactly.
The work on trusting people still needs to be done.
Yeah, exactly. So for us, the more important thing is that our members can trust us, and that's what we care most about. Sure, we know that we would get a lot more members and everything if we would be in the browsers, and that would be great and everything, but we don't want to give up the trust of the current users, the current members, and that's our focus.
Okay, so for what we're saying is, for people who want free and easy certs, go to Let's Encrypt. For people who want trusted certification from the ground up, yeah, come over to CA Cert.
So if you're only interested in the encryption and easy handling and everything, go to Let's Encrypt, and it's great that they are there, because they cover ground that was not covered before. We are happy to have them. We have some ideas maybe to join into it. We discussed something today that was quite interesting. Not with Let's Encrypt themselves, but with somebody who has some ideas. And yes, we would, if somebody is likes this, it's enough. And if it's what they need, that's great. There was nothing like this, and we could not provide it. So we are really, really happy that they are there. But we provide something differently. It's a different service, I believe.
Yeah, and I think so too, as well. Yeah. So, well, thank you very much. Was there anything coming up that we should know about, or can you encourage people to start joining?
Yes, so we need a lot of people. We have something quite boring for most of you to do, which is we have to move our organization that is behind us. So we have association in Australia, and we have to move to Europe with the association. So we have to create another association. We have to switch all the policies and get all the assets moved and everything. So that's quite boring. But we have to move because we don't have enough members in Australia to fulfill the laws. Yes, exactly. So at the moment it's okay, but we know that we will have to move soon, and that's what we are working at the moment. And we always need people in other things as well, so services and everything, so we can need people. Yeah,
cool, thank you very much. Links for everything will be in this show notes, so thank you very much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you.